Today I'm at a textile and fibre arts display and demonstration here in Esperance, speaking to Hilary Duffy and discovering there is a homemade revolution quietly occurring in spare rooms and combined craft groups all over, especially in our region. Now, Hilary, how did this display and demonstration come about?
I belong to a regional quilting group, and the group was in decline, and we thought we need to generate some new interest, not just in quilting, but in all of the arts and crafts that people do in this district. So we said, let's have initially it was called a meet and greet afternoon, but we changed the name and called it display and demonstrations.
And Hilary, how long have you been involved in art and craft textiles?
I've probably been sewing for almost 20 years. When I first came to town, like a lot of women in Esperance, I went to a patchwork exhibition at the cannery, and Jean Reimers, who still runs, in fact, the Esperance Patchwork Club, had an expression of interest document at the very first exhibition I went to, and so I wrote my name down and said, I'm someone interested in learning how to do some quilting. And eventually Jean contacted people on the list, and lots of people in small groups went to Jean's house initially and did our very first patchwork.
And there's lots of patchwork quilters in town?
Yeah, lots of patchwork quilters, but as you can see from this afternoon's display, there's all sorts of people doing all sorts of arts and crafts. And we're focusing on anything to do with textile or fibre. So we've got the spinning group here today, we've got people who knit, we've got people who crochet, we've got the lace makers, we've got people that have done some felting. You name it, anything to do with fibre and textile, we're having a look at it.
There's certainly a lot of people coming through the doors, and as they are coming through the doors, there's some expression of interest forms being handed out. What do you plan to do with those?
So firstly, we're so pleased with the number of people coming through the door, but we've found, even when we have a patchwork exhibition, large numbers of people come and look because it's something people are clearly interested in, handcrafted stuff. So I think there's a real hunger and thirst out there for stuff to do with fibre and textile. So what we're hoping to do with the expressions of interest this afternoon is people will tell us their name, give us some contact details, tell us on the form what stuff do you already do with fibre and textile, what would you like to learn how to do, and from those we hope to have enough enthusiasm and enough new people that we can contact everyone and see the formation of a new textile and fibre group.
So to keep those art and crafts, those techniques alive for the next generation?
Absolutely. It's, you know, if we looked at the average age of the women here today, maybe a slightly older demographic, but that's not to say that young people aren't interested and aren't keen, and I know there's lots of young girls, especially through today, who recognise those sorts of things and can see the value in maintaining those sorts of skills.